So it's difficult. I mean, the Baal HaMor seems to indicate that Shmuel is more closely aligned with the case of Kisui Adam. Right? Like we were saying yesterday, that the case of Kisui Adam is really the Maisa, is really in the Maisa, and the comparison to Ner Chanukah would be the Maisa of the Hadlaka, of the burning, even the continued action of the burning. Right, and to degrade that Maisa by sharing it with a common goal, with Chulin, with Kol. Right. It is interesting. It's Vaday, by the way, that the mitzvah is to create the Ner Chanukah. There's no question about that. Right? There's no question about that. The mitzvah is to create Ner Chanukah, not just the Maisa Hadlaka. What's the raya? The raya is, how do you light candles on Friday? Right? Isn't that a good raya?
Yeah.
Maybe someone has a better answer for that. But how do you light the candles on Friday before Shabbos? It's the near for Shabbos. It's the piersim for after Shkia. So you can create the near shel piersim. As long as it's mitzuruf to that zman, it's still the near piersim of that next day. You know what I mean? So definitely the burning of the nair, the constant burning of the nair, is part of the activity of the Chefta Shel Mitzvah. You understand? Whatever you want to say, no, plag is just that you could be mitzuruf to the next day from plag. Well, nobody's lighting candles on Friday afternoon after the Shabbos starts.
There?
Okay, these angles are a little right. No, so what's the definition? So what's Rav Yosef's definition? Is that what he's saying? What's the Bizei Mitzvah in terms of the purpose of the Nair, right? The Bizei is in terms of the purpose of the Nair. That instead of saying it's a Nair whose purpose is piercing, now you're saying it has another purpose. Purpose is to illuminate my literature. But where Shmuel is saying it's in the Maisa. It's only when you go into the Maisa of the mitzvah, not the purpose of the mitzvah. So one second. But what I was trying to say before is that what's really the underlying machlokas though? I mean, I know you don't generally go, sometimes go past this point. But over here, it's interesting. I mean, Shmuel's argument seems good because he's comparing it to Kisui Adam. There's nothing. There's no after effect of the Kisui that you can talk about. So all you see from Kisui is the Maisa. So how do you extrapolate further here? Yeah?
I was thinking the same idea about how it has
in Yeah.
Because with Kisui, you're implying that the purpose of Kisui is not significant because of the way that you do it. Yeah. So it's a false implication about the purpose of the activity.
Okay.
Meaning actions that have a significant purpose, then you do it in a certain way, and actions that don't have a significant purpose, you do it in a mundane way. Yeah. So here, it's also a false implication by Yarkhanaka about the purpose of the thing, because when you use the light for your Dibre Kol, then the implication is that's the purpose of the purpose of the thing.
Yeah, he was saying. See, I think the question is like this. In terms of limudim, I think that Shmuel is right. In terms of a strict limud, halachic limud, in terms of a maisa isser, Shmuel is right. That the maisa that you learn from Kisui is really to use the guf of the nair. But what's Rav Yosef's argument? Rav Yosef's argument is that would be good if it was simply a hekesh between the two. There was a hekesh between the two, and you had to derive one maisa from the other. It says, but over here you're really deriving an idea of bizei mitzvah. See, if I'm just deriving a maisa, if there's a maisa in one mitzvah, and I want to apply that maisa to another mitzvah, you say, what does he want to say? He says, dayo. Right, you can only learn what the thing itself has. You can't go beyond what the thing has. Right, that's good in terms of a halachic limud, of a maisa mitzvah. But Rav Yosef's argument is this is really teaching you an idea of how you should relate to mitzvos. That concept can be deeper and have greater application than the particular case that you learn it from. You know what I'm saying? Because if you were learning a mitzvah, you're learning a ma'isa mitzvah from a hekesh of some sort, or gzeir shava, so then you only take what the thing has. Right? You don't say, well, if it were different, it would have other things, so I'm going to apply those here. Right? You don't know that. All you know is what it has. And all you can learn from it is the particular ma'isa. That would be true in a regular limud. But what Rav Yosef is arguing is he's saying, this is not an ordinary limud. This is a gilui. This is a gilui milsa that there's an underlying idea of shelo yehi mitzvos bezuyos alav. And it's true in Kisi Adam there's only one way that it can be expressed. But we're not learning dafka this maisa of bizui, we're learning the idea of bizui. And if in another area it can have a different application, we have to apply it to its fullest extent in every case. It's a different kind of machlokas. It's an interesting kind of a machlokas. Almost can you extrapolate from the purpose of the thing as opposed to the thing itself. Now, Shmuel is saying you can only take out of it the thing itself. There's a ma'isa bizui in the guf hadavar. That's all we can take out of it. Rav Yosef is saying this is an unusual case. This is teaching you a derech, a nihug by mitzvahs in general. And and you have to be guided by the principle of the nihug, not by the particular expression that you have in this case. The general principle can be greater in this type of a limud. The general principle can be greater than the what you learn out of it can be greater than the thing that you're learning from. I mean, the problem with the question that was asked, what would you do if there was no indication in the Torah of Biza Mitzvah, is it's sort of like an impossible kind of a question, because we're saying that the Torah has all the truth. So you're saying, what if you find the truth that's not in the Torah? You know what I'm saying?
No, believing universal.
Yeah, but the Torah doesn't have the expanded version of the stuff. That makes sense.
Well, according to the Rav Yosef, it doesn't have to have the specific, doesn't have to have all the details of it. But the idea of Bizei Mitzvah it has. That's really what I'm saying is the machlokas over here.
It's
not really a limud, right? It's not a limud like a gzera shava or a hekesh, because then you don't learn more from than the thing itself has.
And how can you? Even
right.
Dio labo labam 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 labam
what comes out of it can't be greater than the thing itself.
Do you escape that limitation by just not being mitzvah?
Oh, because then you're saying it's a gilui on a nihug of how you have to relate to mitzvos. That there's a din not just to do the mitzvos, but to do them in a way that the mitzvah shouldn't be bezuyos alav. It expressed it over here because this is a mitzvah that seems very, very mundane. But that's why it expressed it here. To take the lowest form of the mitzvah that seems the lowest, most practically minded mitzvah. But other mitzvahs might, so that, it just so happens, it only has one particular expression. But another mitzvah might have other ways that it can that could be that this idea would apply. It's not taken over here as a binyan av in terms of maisa. It's taken here as a binyan av in terms of your relationship to mitzvah. Right? Like the trumas hadeshen. Seems like a bad job, but they used to fight for it. Taking the ashes off of the mizbeach. Not considered a we don't look at it like it's garbage detail. It's a mitzvah, right? Like Gemara said, they used to become rich from that. Right? I think it was they used to. What's that? That's when they started the lotteries. But we don't look at it like that. We don't look at it like that. It's a mitzvah, just like any other mitzvah. Okay, so the Balas of the Ramban starts his defense of the Rif. So he says that it's all very simple, really. But what's the din of Asur Lahartzos Ma'os? What is that? What category is that? What's the category of that's Ian Kal? That's Ian Kal. In other words, the Bala, just to compare the difference in the approaches. The Balamor is learning what is Asur Lahartzos Ma'os represent. It represents the Tashmish of Chol. Right? It represents the Tashmish of Chol. And according to the Ramban is saying, what does it represent? Ian Kal. So one is telling you the quality of it, in other words, the type of the realm of the Tashmish. According to the Balam Mor, it's representing a realm of Tashmish. Tashmish Chol versus Tashmish of Mitzvah. And according to the Ramban, it's not talking about the realm of Tashmish, it's talking about the shear of Tashmish. Right? A shear of Tashmish. Even a very small shear of Tashmish is Aser. Okay? So it's not speaking at all about the type of the nature of the character of the Tashmish or the realm of the Tashmish. Okay, go ahead. Right. Now it's interesting. The Ramban says what? It's an interesting thing. He says, so what's the machlokas between Rav Asi and Shmuel? He says Shmuel says that this type of a Tashmish is mutter. Why? But not that Shmuel... See, So you have to understand the logic of the Ramban. Saying, since he's saying this is a Ribusa, right? He's saying this is a Ribusa, telling you even Ian Kal. So when Shmuel is arguing, it implies that he agrees to a different type of a Tashmish. Right? A more serious Tashmish. Right? They're only arguing about the Ian Kal. That's what the Ramban is saying. So why would Shmuel say, what's the chilek between Ian Kal and a serious Tashmish according to Shmuel? Right. Now, according to Shmuel, the only isser of Tashmish is to be so sir the shame of the Nair. Right? Is a Tashmish that is so sir the designation of the Nair. In other words, that the Roeh would say it's not a Nair Chanukah. The Roeh would say it was lit for a different purpose. It was lit for a different purpose. So that's like the rush. The rush is a similar sort. That he calls this like a tashmish that's arai. Like a tashmish arai. Nobody would light a candle so he can count his money. That's a very incidental use of the thing. But so that's the way the Ramban is classifying hartzos mos. Is like an incidental use of the thing. Not a tashmish that's kavua. So reading a book, according to the Ramban, according to Shmuel, mustav would be azar, because that's what you light candles for. Now, it has to do with the question of, are you doing something that you normally light a candle for? You have to realize, lighting a candle is not flicking on a switch. It's not such a simple process. Unless there was a real reason, they wouldn't do it. Right? Okay, so Shmuel's argument is, Shmuel says Hartzos Mos is mutter because it's just a Hanoah. It's a Hanoah. So what's the difference between Hanoah and Tashmish according to Shmuel? Tashmish has to be one of the ordinary uses of a candle. That's called the Tashmish. He doesn't go into this whole, you know, it's a totally different approach from the Balam Or. It's more like your approach, a little bit more like your approach, Johnny. More like, what is a candle for? Whatever a candle is for, whatever a normal candle is for, that's considered the use of the candle itself. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the candle is for, that's what the use of a candle is. But the secondary benefits of a candle are not. I'm not considered Tashmisha. Then it's just a Hanoah. Everything has Hanoahs that are associated with its main purpose. So Shmuel's argument is, where's the Isra Hanoah? That's Shmuel's argument. Shmuel says, V'chi Ner Kedusha Yeshba? Right? That's what he says. Does Ner have Kedusha in it? In other words, there's no din. Why can't you be a Nana? Why can't you be a Nana? Are you doing something? Are you being so to the shame of the Ner? No. not a tashrish of the nair. It's just a hanah of the nair. So where's the restriction? So where's the restriction for being nene? Where's the restriction for the tashrish? Where's the restriction for the tashrish? It's mashma. That's a specific din by nair chanuka according to Shmuel. It's mashma that way. I mean, the Ramban never really ties that up, right? He never really explains that fully. The regular iser tashrish, that iser tashrish, according to Shmuel, it's mashma that he's learning it straight. It's just a din in nair chanuka. But the roe will say you are madlike for this reason. Yeah, so he says, are mitzvos davar shebe kedusha? And so what are davar shebe, what are dvarim shebe kedusha? Tefillin and sefer Torah, tashmi shehen. Shehen asurin b'hanos tashmishin d'chol. So he says, we have categories in Torah. Right? We have mitzvos, and we have regular entities of mitzvah, and then we have things that are considered, dvarim shebe kedusha. Right? You can't blur these distinctions. There's a distinction. There's a mitzvah, there's a dover that's a tashrish of mitzvah, and then there's a dover shebe kedusha. So Sefer Torah and Tefillin are considered kadosh. That has kedusha. Can't be nene from them. Right? Can't sell the Sefer Torah and use the money for other things. Can't be nene from them. Right? But that's because of kedusha. That's because the thing itself demands a certain treatment. It's a din of kedusha, but you can't just now saying everything is so important. Everything you have kedusha. I mean, then there's no more kedusha anymore in Sefer Torah, right? So I mean, kedusha means it's separate. So not everybody can be special, right? So you can't just say everything has kedusha. That's just like there's no idea like that.
The message you want to send to tell me then.
So where is everyone in this room can be special, but
it makes me feel so warm and fuzzy inside, right?
But he's saying in all seriousness, he's saying there's Dvar Shebe Kedusha in Torah, and then there's Dvar Shebe Mitzvah. They're not the same thing. Kedusha is Isra Na. Where do you see the Mitzvah is Isra Na? Yeah, and where's the Isra Na? I mean, Shmuel is just asking a straightforward question. Show me a reason why I can't be Nana. Am I doing anything? Am I being so to the nair? No. So now I just can't be a nana from the nair? Why? There's no kedusha in the thing. It's a very simple question. Like the Ramban says, push it. You're looking too deep. So he says what? So that's what Rav Yosef responds to him. Does Dom have kedusha? Go ahead. Now this is the key. This is the key phrase in the Ramban. Right? This is the key to unlock the whole Ramban, this phrase. And does Dam have Kedusha that you can't do with it what you please? And this is just Tashmishe Mitzvah. In other words, Kisri Dam is just a mitzvah. So the most it could be is Tashmishe Mitzvah. I mean, what are you going to say? It's Tashmishe Mitzvah. So, it's the use of mitzvah. It's the use of mitzvah, like a lulav. A lulav is something you use it for mitzvah. What do you do after Sukkos? Chuck it. All right, you throw it out in a nice way. But you don't have to do kvura, you don't have to do all these types of things, right? Put it on top of the arm. But that's, you know, but Yikra Din, you just throw it out. You just throw it out. You make, right? So. No.
Either
just Sefer Torah and Tefillin is the only other level. That's real Kedusha. That's not Tashrish Mitzvah. That's real Kedusha.
What about, God's name on it?
Shamos. Right. That's also Kedusha. Because that's the Kedusha of Sefer Torah. That's Kedusha. There's a Kedusha of the shame.
Use the lulav again for next year.
You can, if it's not dried out next year.
I mean, didn't they say the lulav of Achas for...
Yeah, they used to say it for generations. But okay, so that's his argument. He says, does the Dam, you Shmuel, let's animate the argument a little bit. You, Shmuel, are saying that only things that have Kedusha, that only things that have Kedusha have an Isser Hanah? Let's not forget what the argument is, because it sounds a little bit funny is the way he's proving it. You, Shmuel, say that only things that have Kedusha have an Isser Hanah. That's why you're surprised that you can't be Neneh from the Ner Chanukah. Well, does Dam have Kedusha? Does Dam have Kedusha? That you can't do with it as you please? Dam is just the mitzvah. And Dvarim and Tashmishe mitzvah are Nizrakin. So that shows they're not Kedusha, though. That's what he's proving. Since you can throw out Tashmishe Kedusha, they're not. Since you can throw out Tashmishe mitzvah, there's no Kedusha in them. For say if a Torah is puzzle, you still can't throw it out. That's Kedusha. Sefer Torah? Well, that's the funny thing. He doesn't say v'chi dam kedusha yesh bo, and you see it's usher to be neneh from dam. All he says is dam has kedusha, and you can't do with it as you please. But the dam is only a chefetz shel mitzvah, and tashmishei mitzvah. That means the things themselves that are used for mitzvah, like a lulav and esrog, they can be thrown out after the mitzvah is done. Afal pishin is rockin, Ella. So what do you see, Ella? Slow down. Good. So this itself is a little bit confusing to figure out how this follows. How does this follow exactly? I'm not sure, but you see that what this is his conclusion. So you see that what? It's a rhetorical question. So you see that what? That even though the dvarim of mitzvah have no kedusha, and the raya is that you can throw them out afterwards, nonetheless, in the time of the mitzvah, we're noegin bohen kedusha. Why? Shelo yehu mitzvos bezuyos olav. One second. So is it the question of Kedusha, or is it the question of Bizei Mitzvah? And therefore, V'hochanami, so to hear, you can't be Nana. No again, b'hen, k'dvarim shebe Kedusha, v'asvar matash mishichol, b'shas mitzvaslan. V'lav mishum didomi bizoyon lebizoyon asal Rav Yosef. He's emphasizing, don't think like the Baal HaMor is saying. Don't think that the reason why, don't think Shmuel and Rav Yosef are arguing about Bizei Mitzvah from Kisui Adam, how it applies to Ner Chanukah. It's not a question of which Maisei Bizei are similar to each other, like the Baal HaMor is saying. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with what? With what?
With
Kedusha. With Kedusha, with whether the mitzvos have Kedusha. If whether you know a Kedusha b'shas mitzvasan, of course there's only one glaring problem with that. That the Gemara says the reason why you do it is because it be's a mitzvah. I mean, the Ramban is just, I don't even know where to begin. I mean, he says, this has nothing to do with b'shas mitzvah at all. There's nothing to do with it. B'shas mitzvah is the wrong issue. It has nothing to do with b'shas mitzvah. What's the real issue here? Are we knowing Kedusha b'shas mitzvah? That's the only question. And you can prove it because the Gemara says, don't cover the dam because it's a bizei mitzvah. That proves that every mitzvah we're knowing Kedusha with. No, that just proves don't do bizei mitzvah. No, that's not what it proves. Because if you could do bizei mitzvah, then you get involved in comparing. Is this a bizei? Is that a bizei? That's wrong. It's just Kedusha. Where is this coming from? What is he talking about? That's what I say, the key is that one phrase. Somehow, in that phrase, he's linking the two ideas. Somehow he's linking Shelo, what are you saying? Shelo yinog bo kemoshe yirtza. That's somehow the answer. Somehow that's the answer. All right, so let's get some facts straight. So what are real dvarim shebe kedusha? Sefer Torah and Tefillah. So you have it around in the Sefer Torah and Tefillah. So what are the some halachas over there? What does it
That's
mean?
What?
Aleph. So what are some of the expressions of kedusha sefer Torah and film? Okay, so that's one thing. Is afterwards you have to bury it.
Also, you can't use it for something else, right? And it's tashmisha, and it's tashmish the sefer Torah cover.
So let's see. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam says.
I thought that you can't just throw in one. I thought you'd at least have to wrap it.
Just the way we dispose of it shouldn't be disgusting.
It shouldn't be do it b'derech v'zayon. But
why? It's nothing, though.
We'll do that in a sort of next year.
He says like this. The Rambam says in Yud, basically the lachas are in Yud. In Hilchos Sefer Torah. For instance, he says Mutul aniach Sefer Torah al gabi Sefer Torah, vein sarach lom al gabi chumashim. Umanichim hachumashim al gabi neviim k'suvim. Aval ein meinichim neviim k'suvim al gabi chumashim, velo chumashim al gabi Sefer Torah.
Is that like our
book? The Chumash? Yeah, the Chumash is not a real Sefer. But he's saying that's a separate thing. It's like because of Sefer Torah. But what's the point? What's the point? Let me read a little more. I want someone to give me sum it up. Okay, he says like this: Lo yochaz adam sefer Torah bezro v'yikanes lebo lebeis hamerchatz lebeis hakise lebeis hakvaros. Okay, I'm just giving some selections. Bayis sheish bo sefer Torah also l'shamish mitaso bo. Right, you can't have tashmish in the house as a sefer Torah. He says, "Kol us a roa sefer Torah k'shu mahale chayev lamod miponov." Mitzvah liyached l'sefer Torah mokom lechabdo lahadro yoser midai. Okay, and he says, "Lo yorak adam kineged sefer Torah." Can carry it in your head. Okay. Okay. So what's the basic underlying idea? Can't do with it like you please. You can't just do with it like you please. Isn't that true? I mean, as the most basic idea,
yeah.
You're not violating anything. You're not being sosa to Sefer Torah. I mean, you're not doing anything against the Sefer Torah. You're not destroying the chefts of Sefer Torah and all of these things. You're allowed to take a lulav and put it in your pocket and walk around, right? Am I wrong about that?
It just seems very, like, you could say that on any thing about
it. No, not really. In other words, there's two issues. One question is, am I violating the mitzvah? Am I doing the asiyas mitzvah? Am I doing the mitzvah or am I not doing the mitzvah? Okay, so obviously you have to do the mitzvah. And then you can say, okay, there are things that destroy the performance of the mitzvah. Shouldn't be mishamesh in front of, shouldn't use the nair. Because you're going to destroy the chetz shel mitzvah. But aside from that, why can't I do whatever I want? Right? What am I doing wrong? I take the lulav and I play with the lulav. What am I doing wrong? Am I not fulfilling the mitzvah? What am I doing wrong?
But there's a failure in the way you're relating to it. No?
Oh, but he's saying, but that doesn't. But the point is that doesn't come from mitzvah.
Right.
You understand? That's the core. That's the nub of Rav Yosef's argument over here, is that what? That it's true. There's mitzvah, and you can't violate the mitzvah, and you can't be sosa the cheftish on mitzvah. But there are a lot of things, but nonetheless, there's a whole range of things you can't do. There's a range of things you can't
which
do.
Which are external to the
Tzuras HaMitzvah.
That
he's saying, indicates, saying, if you look at Sefer Torah, where do you see where do you see Kedusha Sefer Torah expressed? In the fact that you have to treat it a special way.
But you're not,
that's
you're
an
not
expression violating. Of that's an expression of Kedusha Sefer Torah. Kedusha Seva Torah is, you have to be miyachid a makom for it. You have to treat it in a certain way. What does treat it in a certain way mean?
Can't
do with it what you want.
But you're not ma'akev the chetzah Sefer Torah. If you do, do what you
want. Of course not. Of course not. If you put the Sefer Torah in a sock and you ride on it to the next town, it's a kosher Sefer Torah. Nothing happened to it.
So these ways are the ultimate expression of showing you can do with it what you want?
I don't know. We have to think that we have to get there. But he's saying that what? He's saying the expression of Kedusha is that you can't do with it what you want. So he's saying that what? So what does the Gemara mean? Shelo yeh mitzvos bezuyos alav? Good. Now he's saying the ikar is don't kick the dirt on it. Why don't kick the dirt on it? Not that that's a biza mitzvah. But that you have to be noe kedusha in the mitzvah. Because if you're not, mitzvahs will be bezuyos alav. That's the way he's learning.
It's a result.
What do you mean? If you can do with mitzvahs the way you please, if there's not a specific way to be noheg. No, so what is the underlying nihug by davar shebekedusha? Kavod. Right? When we say, if you're looking for the positive, what does it mean that you can't do with it kamosha yirtza? It means you have to act bederach kavod, not the way you want. Derach kavod. Right? So he's saying, that's what he's saying. He's saying, what do you see from, that's what Rav Yosef is saying. Then you see from Kisi Adam one thing that demands that you do the mitzvah b'derach kavod. Not that there's an isser per se, not that the foot is a bizoy and there's an isser bizoy. That's not that you're missing the boat. You're missing the point. It's not that there's a specific isser bizoy, but the idea is that you have to be noheg derech kavod. You can't do the mitzvah. What does it mean, don't do the mitzvah before? It means you can't do the mitzvah any way you want. You don't say that all I have to do is the mitzvah, and anything that is not necessary for the mitzvah is up to me.
And if you do it, then
so the, but the din is, there's, you have to, if there are many ways to do something, and there are many ways to do a mitzvah, you have to choose the derech kavod of the mitzvah. Just like when you have to put the Sefer Torah somewhere, you have to find the derech kavod to put it somewhere. Right? That's the whole problem. Moving a Sefer Torah for a chola or something, you're not allowed to do it, because it's not kavod. It's not kavod that to bring the Sefer Torah to a person. The person has to come to Sefer Torah. So there are a lot of dinim, unless you miyachid a makom, whatever, there are ways to work it out. But there's a derech kavod of a true davar shebekedusha. And he's saying that's the underlying idea of a real davar shebekedusha, that it demands a derech kavod. By its nature, it demands a derech kavod. But he's saying, you see from Dam, that even though there's no kedusha, it also demands a derech kavod. Why is that? Not because the thing itself is kadosh, but why? Because if you don't do mitzvos b'derech kavod, they will become bezuyos to you. If you don't do mitzvos b'derech kavod, even if for some reason your hands are tied up and you just want to do it this one time with your foot, doesn't matter. You're not allowed to do it.
Well, one second. When
even if you don't have any intention of bizayon, you're not allowed to do it. Why? Because you have to choose the derech kavod. That's Rav Yosef's argument. He says, you see from Kisui Adam that when there are many ways to do it, Chazal, the Torah is telling you, choose the derech kavod. Shelo yehei mitzvos bazuyos alav. It's not telling you, this is an isser of a maisa bizoy, and now we have to be medame bizoy le bizoy. It's telling you a much more important, much bigger idea. That you can't do kemosha yirtza in order that the mitzvah should not be bazuyos alav. So you see that b'shas mitzvah, you have to be nohei kavod. That's what the Ramban is saying. So to be nena would not be to be no, would not be noheg kavod. Hochanami nogim bem kidvarim shebekedusha v'asurim v'tashmushi chol b'shas mitzvosim v'lam shem d'dayim b'dayim b'dayim asile Rav Yosef v'zeh pirish hashita be'emes u'borer. Because that's still right. So you see also clearly from the Ramban that the whole time the Nair is Dolig, that's considered Shas Mitzvasa.
Right,
that's Shas Mitzvasa.
Right.